got to song today. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. Somewhere between here and heaven, heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got to Tucson too late.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with European leaders in Brussels today. He'll meet later with NATO defense ministers. His goal, more assistance from the West.
If we start now and follow the victory plan, we can end this war no later than next year.
The outcome of next month's U.S. election could have a major impact on the future of aid for Ukraine. Early in-person voting begins today in North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump attends the Al Smith dinner in New York City. The Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez, apologized to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. He announced an $880 million payment to settle decades of allegations. Brings the total payout for lawsuits against L.A. to nearly $1.5 billion. And crowds gathered outside the Buenos Aires Hotel where former One Direction member Liam Payne died at 31. He fell from a balcony. This is ABC News. More workers across the country are getting in a union mood.
It's the first time it's happened since Gerald Ford was in the White House. During Joe Biden's presidency, petitions to form unions have gone up rather than down.
It's not just a single industry. It's not even just, you know, certain regions of the country.
And Acting Labor Secretary Julie Su says it's because workers have noticed unions winning wage increases and other improvements.
I think that's giving people a sense of, hey, you know, I'd like a piece of that too.
The Labor Department says roughly 10% of American workers now belong to unions, down from about 20% four decades ago. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Took some extra work to pry out a 100-year-old time capsule at the National World War I Museum and Memorial in Kansas City. Crews had to drill through a foot and a half of concrete and limestone, the museum curator Christopher Warren.
It's exciting to open up things that human eyes have not had contact with for so many years.
There's also a bomb squad on hand because 1920s-era film can be highly flammable. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Looking for a fun, free event for the whole family? The Victory Christian Center invites you out for their third annual Family Fall Fest at Elk Lake Park. From bounce castles to carnival rides, a petting zoo, pumpkins, and prizes, there's something for everyone. It's a day full of laughter, games, and community, all completely free. For more info, visit vccphillips.org. Once again, this is Saturday at 11 a.m. through to 3 p.m. at Elk Lake Park for the Victory Christian Center's third annual Family Fall Fest. Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., Money Paws Lodge invites you out for their grand opening. You can stop in for a tour of their facility and all that they have to offer before your pups come stay with them. They do apologize, but there will be no dogs allowed at the event. They'll be able to answer any questions you may have about daycare, grooming, boarding, and new merchandise. They will start taking boarding and daycare reservations at the event, so make sure to bring your requests. Once again, this is Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Clawson Drive in Minocqua. I'm Austin Berme, and this has been Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Sunny and windy today. Our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear, breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
98 Q Country.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please, she'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope. Six shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. No West, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have been a cowboy, I should have learned to rope and ride. I'd be wearing my six-shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's heart, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy.
Yeah, I should have been a cowboy. I should have been a cowboy. Midnight's creeping in, we know better. Leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. And kiss a little more, and kiss a little more, think a little less. Start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie, how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door, nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, we could kiss a little more, think a little less, burn another night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more. If you wanna hop and give you a minute or two, say goodbye to your friends. Ain't gotta go home, but we gotta get gone, cause we've already waited way too long to kiss a little more, think a little less, and do the only thing we've been thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met. You kiss a little more, think a little less, get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress, and kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less, you think a little less.
Make breakfast a real high spot in your day.
I just love that country music.
I do love country music.
I love country music.
98 Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, 5 o'clock somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Al.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys, I got it.
All right, well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
But I do. She don't sit on old bar stools, but I do. I don't worry about where she's been. I'm the only trouble she gets in. She don't have tattoos on her skin, but I do. 'Cause I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. When I'm a mile away from her. There's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. She could put me down like a cigarette if she wanted to. Go and find somebody else if she wanted to. Thank God I'm her one addiction. She ain't got around to kicking. Hell, I couldn't blame her if she wanted to. I'm her wild side. The one crazy thing she does. I hope she never quits me. I hope she never gives me up. I'm a mile away from perfect. If there's a curse word, man, I've cursed it. I'm the only hell she's ever gonna raise. The one bad habit I hope she never breaks. I hope she never breaks. Much, but I do.
Attention, please. The hottest.
with stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Selfie on a balcony, a little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works in your snapback. Oh! kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you and your snapback. She said your favorite rock band, checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans, breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback.
They are our guys, Old Dominion with Snapback and 98Q Country. Thursday begins, and I hope you are well, 17th of October. And if you're ready for winter, well, just tap that pause button because we're going to get a little taste of summer, I think, this weekend with temperatures close to 70. Today, going to struggle right around 62, 63, so just a little bit above 60 today. Tomorrow, 67. 65 on Saturday, 70 for Sunday, Monday, even holding into the 60s for next Tuesday. So several days of warm weather. Little, if any, precipitation again throughout this stretch. Hopefully you got some a few days ago when some of that rain shower activity passed through. All right, we have a very nice day waiting for you out there. What is the wind going to do today? A little breezy. Averaging 14, so it'll be a little gusty out of the south today. We'll get you another keyword, get you qualified for our backyard barbecue giveaway. If you haven't done so already, we would like you to join us at the Lanes Banquet Hall here in Park Falls on Wednesday, October 30th. Someone's going to win a free, beautiful, free gas grill provided by the Lanes and the Northern Lights Inn. Everybody who qualifies and shows up is going to win a prize that night. It'll be at 5:30 on Wednesday, October 30th. So if you haven't qualified yet, stay tuned. We got a keyword for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. That's good throughout the day today. Several of you have already qualified, and if you have, you're good. We'll get those notified from yesterday who are qualifiers. So if you did, you're all set. You're all set for that day on October 30th. All right. Whew. We had the day off yesterday. Just needed a little, sometimes you just... I don't know, sometimes just days roll around and you're just like, you know what? I think I need a day off. And it just worked out where Gray was available and stuff like that. So I appreciate Gray filling in on Reality Radio. I came in this morning and everything was intact. There were no wires that were clipped or cut or pulled from the wall or anything. Everything looks to be intact. So well done, everyone involved. Let's get you updated on what's happening here. ABC News kicks off our twice an hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky meeting with European leaders in Brussels today. He'll meet later with NATO defense ministers. His goal, more assistance from the West.
If we start now and follow the victory plan, we can end this war no later than next year.
The outcome of next month's U.S. election could have a major impact on the future of aid for Ukraine. Early in-person voting begins today in North Carolina. Vice President Kamala Harris will campaign in Wisconsin. Former President Donald Trump attends the Al Smith dinner in New York City. The Archbishop of Los Angeles, Jose Gomez, apologized to victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. He announced an $880 million payment to settle decades of allegations. Brings the total payout for lawsuits against L.A. to nearly $1.5 billion. And crowds gathered outside the Buenos Aires Hotel where former One Direction member Liam Payne died at 31. He fell from a balcony. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Workers at the Miller Brewery in Milwaukee have ended their week-long strike. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Milwaukee machinists and Molson Coors have reached a deal. Both the company and the union are expressing satisfaction with the new three-year agreement. Specific terms have not been made public. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The number of absentee ballot drop boxes has gone way down in Wisconsin from 4 years ago. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf says there were more than 500 drop boxes in more than 430 communities 4 years ago. Now she can only confirm about 78 of them in 42 communities. While that is a steep drop, the number could be higher because there is no requirement for the state's 1,850 local election officials to report the use of drop boxes, according to Wolf. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. Ball Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen anything this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well. We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win on Saturday.
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Well, it's mid-October and a fast change in water temps as lakes react to the 30-degree lows and highs in the upper 40s. Surface temp reports from low of 50 degrees to a high of 58. We never got much of a shot at the wonderful mid-60s. Have anglers on alert for turnover, which is usually at 55 to 57 degrees on their favorite lakes. Look for murky water, debris from the bottom of the lake, not fresh dead tree leaves or algae that's floating or suspended. If you see that, pick up and go somewhere else. There's lots of lakes to choose from in the Lakeland area, and lakes don't all turn at the same time. We're only going to do reports on species that are still being fished at this time. The windy weekend and rain kept many anglers off the water. Muskie fishing has been good to fair. Not the great weekend we normally expect for mid-October. Maybe the water temps, but fish are scattered. Anglers are still finding fish weed-related, either just in or just off. Other reports have anglers picking up fish off of rock humps on deep-diving crankbaits. Surprisingly, the sucker bite has not been as strong as expected, but twitch baits, jerks, and gliders have been accounting for boated fish. The top fish reported at the shop was a 48.5 guided by Jake Smith on Thursday, October 10th. Crappie fishing has been good to fair. The action's cranking up before the wind made tough to fish. Good action and size have been reported, like 10 to 13 inches on medium fatheads or light hair jigs fished under slip floats over submerged wood or along coontail edges of 12 to 14 feet. We'll update reports online later for largemouth perch and bluegill if we get any, but as the season progresses, the ones reported on are the most targeted species. We have an uptick in temps forecast for the coming weekend with highs forecasted into the mid to upper 60s with lows in the 40s. Colors have peaked. Things are beautiful in the North Woods. Take advantage if you can before things cool the following week. This is Nate with your Kurtz Island Sports Shop Fishing Report. Good luck out there.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza! Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunny and windy today, our high right around 65 this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 15 to 25, gusting to 35. Tonight, clear breezy, 44. Tomorrow, sunny and breezy with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
98Q Country.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. And underneath the stars, we are on fire. If you don't wanna go, we can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. Let the world's been known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we're just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight, 'cause I won't. I just wanna linger like this on your lips. I taste the salt there on your skin. Hold you in my hands. Anything, everything, you know that I'm all in. We can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. But the world's been known without us for a while.
Tree.
remember our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes that were driving me crazy, and the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my. Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out of your window while we're sleeping? You know I need you and there's no way I'll be leaving till we're kissing on the porch swing. First thing tomorrow, but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang, it's his favorite car, and so I can't stay long. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing?
I don't even try to look to see who's calling. I have We don't cuss and we don't care enough to even hate. We could tear up a house, we could burn the whole thing down, but boy, what for? 'Cause we don't even fight anymore. No.
Stapleton and Carly Pierce at 98Q Country. We're looking at about 62 for your high temp today. Another beautiful day. Just an marvelous stretch of weather with temperatures. I call this extended summer. Extended play. You know the old pinball machines? Where you'd get to, like, 10,000 points, you'd be, hitting the flippers and ding, ding, and trying to hit that target and that. And all of a sudden, you hit that target. Extended play. You got to play another, they gave you another ball, or you got to play longer. So an old school video game sense, this is extended play, is what this is. And it's really nothing to do with your good behavior or your good play. No, it's just Mother Nature doing what she does. 63 today, 67 tomorrow, close to 70 as we get into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We're going to have that rare football season here where the regular high school football season wraps up this weekend. We're going to have that rare football season where we did not have really a football game where you were like, oh my gosh, the snowmobile suit, really, really cold, and that's rare. That's rare to have a high school football season where you didn't have to really, really bundle up. If some teams are going to the playoffs, which some regional teams are next weekend, might be a little bit cool, but probably not. Nothing crazy. Is this the new norm? That's what everybody's wondering. Is the mild temperatures, is it the new norm? With Arizona, Vegas setting records with like over 100 straight days of high temperatures over 100. Maybe this is the new norm now for northern Wisconsin, that we're just milder. Maybe we don't get as much snow. It's a possibility. We'll see what happens when it's 25 below on January 10th. We'll check back with you then. Let's get some words of wisdom to get the day moving for the 17th of October as we focus on the family.
Don Ritchie was considered an angel by nearly 200 people he rescued from suicide. His home in Australia sits atop cliffs that overlook the Pacific Ocean. The cliffs are a magnet to people who have lost hope. When Mr. Ritchie saw a desperate person approaching the edge, he'd politely introduce himself, engage in conversation, then invite them back to his home for a cup of tea and a chat. To the rest of the world, Don Ritchie was an insurance salesman in Sydney, but to people without hope, a step away from eternity, he was an angel in their hour of need, which is exactly what people who are struggling with thoughts of suicide often need. They don't feel like they can reach out. They need someone who's willing to reach in. All of us can make a positive difference in someone's life. Even if you have limited resources, you can offer an encouraging word, a helping hand, or a simple gesture of kindness. Those things may seem insignificant, but they tilt the world in a good direction for people in need. One way to help a person who's hurting is through a great resource from Focus on the Family called Alive to Thrive. It equips parents, teachers, coaches, and youth workers with tools for helping at-risk teenagers. It's absolutely free at FocusOnTheFamily.com. If you need immediate help regarding issues of suicide, call the suicide hotline or speak with a Focus on the Family counselor at 1-800-A-FAMILY. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
Extravagant, luxurious, lavish. The $7 Lux Cravings Box from Taco Bell satisfies all your crunchiest, cheesiest, sauciest cravings. Indulge in a beefy five-layer burrito, chicken chalupa supreme, Doritos Locos Taco, and chips and a drink for an unluxurious price. It's Lux for less. Get yours today at Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell stores for a limited time only while supplies last. Price and participation vary. Drinks excludes freezes. Tax extra.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard his ear said, "Maraca, senor," but his nose said, "Hey, freshest scent ever." Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, "Sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing." Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads, way fresher than detergent alone.
98Q Country. Country.
Keep chasing that same old devil down the same old dead end high.
serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. 19 days to Election Day, but early voting's already begun in 47 states and Washington, D.C. as the presidential candidates continue to make their cases. Vice President Kamala Harris sat for a Fox News interview. She talked about former President Donald Trump describing Democrats as the enemy within.
He has talked about turning the American military on the American people. He has talked about going after people who are engaged in peaceful protest. He has